Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, middle of the week, June the 27th, 2018. 17 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Now program. And it's kind of a dreary day today, but we'll make it through. The sun looks like it will be here tomorrow, and by the weekend, temperatures up in the 90-degree area. So it's going to be a good time as we head into the Marion County Fair. Now remember, next week, all week, July 2nd through July 6th, we will be at the Marion County Fair. Monday and Tuesday, we'll be doing live broadcasts from the harness racing from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and that coverage is supported by the committee to elect Jeff Ratliff prosecutor. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all of our programs will emanate from the Veterans Memorial Coliseum at the fairgrounds. And we will be giving away tickets to COSI, the Wilds, Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay. If you stop by the booth on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday and answer a trivia question correctly, and the first 300 people to come to the booth Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will get a free WWGH fair book, including the schedule and some pictures of things that have went here on here at the station. The first 300 people, and those are free thanks to our supporters. So we thank them. Now, as we do each and every Wednesday from 12:15 until 1 p.m., we are joined by psychic Barbara Wagner. Barbara, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Last week, we had a week off. We had one of our friends was in town last week, and she stopped by, and we had fun, but we're going to have fun this week. We had people call in last week, so if they wanted, so the people who wanted to talk to Barbara, feel free. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You can talk about anything. It's kind of 50-50 right now between what is my future. Love life was big in the beginning. People have wanted to make contact with people who are no longer here.
Right.
All those questions are on the table as they are every Wednesday from 12 to 1, 740-383-9944. And remember, if you do get a busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying. 740-383-9944. Barbara, what have you noticed in the weeks we've been doing this from the people who have called in?
So, you know, really, I think people just want to be able to move forward on things that they're dealing with in their life. They don't want to stay stuck. And they also want to know that there's a positive outcome around the corner. And really, that's just all about attitude and where you put your focus. If you're feeling downtrodden and negative, it's going to be really hard to move forward. And so it's just trying to, you know, rewire your brain and know that, you know, God made us complete, and we just need to rely on our resources. And sometimes we do have to ask for help from other people, and in ways maybe we hadn't anticipated, depending on our situation.
Do you think people are as helpful as they were 20 years ago?
Yes, but I think it's harder to reach out. I think we're becoming more insular and isolated because of how we view our surroundings and our attraction to social media and things like that. It's just, you know, back in the day, everybody knew their neighbors, and a lot of people just don't even know their neighbors anymore. So it's great if you are in an area and you've made an effort to know people around you, because that is how you do networking, right? That's a really easy way to start connecting.
I know my neighbors, and they all have big dogs that they do not put on leashes.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I've talked to the audience out there listening to us about this before. You know, I do this walk every night, rain or shine. Last night I was out in the sprinkles. And people don't put their dogs on chains. And I like to mention this as much as possible on the air, because I'm hoping it will set a trend
right. For
people to do it.
Right. And so you can't just make an assumption that how you live in your house and what goes on inside your own property is what's really going to happen out in the world. And so they have a focused viewpoint on how they handle their animals and how their animals will behave. But, you know, they're also not allowing for the safety of others.
One night, I feel it in my bones. You know, I don't think it's a psychic intuition, but I just, because the dogs keep coming up to me. And I feel that the bite is going to happen because, and I don't blame the dog. I think it's these owners who don't. Why would you do that? I understand you don't think your dog is vicious, and I don't necessarily know that your dog is vicious. But there are people, there are kids, there are senior citizens who don't know your dog, never right. have met your dog, and we do, in a society, fear the unknown,
right.
and animals do too.
Right, exactly. You never know, you know, what's going to trigger an animal, you know, to be uncomfortable or unhappy or afraid, and that can trigger behavior, absolutely.
Do you see a dog bite in my future?
Actually, what I see is you going back at the dog and then the dog backing down.
Oh, good.
So know that you can be empowered, you know, to show just an, like, maybe stomp your foot and move towards the dog without really going at it, and the dog will back down. But that doesn't always work.
Well, see, that's
but it
what
is something you can do.
I can never remember. Are you supposed to look in the animal's eyes or not? Because there is something that's a repellent.
Right.
I don't
right.
remember what it is, though. What exactly is the
might
repellent?
Might want to Google that.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. But I think it's fascinating. And again, I think that's an off-the-air call, but we'll take that eventually.
Okay.
740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in and talk to Barbara Wagner, psychic. And again, if the phone is ringing busy, just call again. I do think a couple weeks ago we were in the middle. I had asked you what was in my future because that was a common question.
Right.
But I think a call came in and we never really got to it. So how does the future look?
Yeah, they're taking me back again to the, you doing some kind of writing in some aspect. So it's kind of a way to document different things that you've been through and put it all in a cohesive form that's just really super interesting because you've met so many really neat different people, you know, and you have takeaways from all of those things. And, you know, have you been here your whole life?
In Marion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's actually a fabulous gift for the people in the area to have that because you're documenting things in a different way.
Well, it's interesting because I have always felt that every so often I would be asked to go speak at the schools because I was born here. And a lot of times it was to a journalism class. And a lot of the questions used to be, do you have to go to New York? Do you have to go to L.A., Chicago to do this job properly? And I said, well, in radio, not for me, because I can call those places. Now, I said, if you want to make $1 million,
right.
yeah, you're going to have to go there. But if it's the job, if you love the job,
yeah.
show up earlier, stay later, and keep everything you ever do, every phone number.
Right.
Keep every contact, no matter how minute you think it is, because you will be able to bring that back. And maybe we have a call here. You're on with Psychic Barbara Wagner. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's Psychic Day.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't exactly have a question. I didn't know it was Psychic Day.
Oh, well, you can.
So,
anything you want to bring up, we can go with.
Yeah, well, I didn't really plan. I had a question like 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I'd forgotten what I was going to ask. I mean, I'm afraid that I'm going to be one of your critics. I don't believe in psychics and what they're trying to reverberate. And I only say that because I've met a few supposed psychics in my lifetime, including a particular group of people that I met in Maine about 30 years ago that called themselves spiritualists. And they were polite, and I had a good talk to and I had a good talk with them. I sat there and stumbled across them in my travels, and the only problem is that they supposedly were into Christianity too, which I'm a Pentecostal, as far as my childhood was concerned. But when I actually went to one of their sermons on a Wednesday night, ironic, and they started with the mediums. If they were into Christianity, that book hadn't been opened in a long time. you know, Bibles don't come with a sheen of dust on them. They're actively used. And one of the mediums couldn't quite get, you know, they was taking my reading. Well, they couldn't take my reading, you see. That's why I started developing the idea that it was con, because what they told me about scared the living Jesus out of me, for one. They basically told me that my grandfather was dead. And, well, that prompted me to frantically call his house to determine whether he had died or not. Nope, he wasn't dead. He was watching a baseball game. And after that, I shook myself of that particular church, as you might call it, and I never went back. I don't know what you're into, and I don't know you that well, if at all.
Barbara, as far as religion and psychics meeting, what's your take on that?
Well, first, if you don't mind, can I just have your first name, because I would like to address you properly.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's fine.
I know
fine.
Exactly what that is, too. I've seen that.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so if you'll give me just a chance to respond, I'm going to tell you that you are absolutely allowed to be a skeptic and have your own faith and do your own thing. And I would never tell anybody any different. Because if that's where you're at and that's working for you, why would I seek to change that? That's not what I'm about.
Oh, you're asking a question?
No, I'm not asking you a question. I'm confirming that, you know, we live in a democracy where you're allowed to have your beliefs. And I don't ding you for that. I think skepticism is a good thing. It keeps people safe. And anybody that is going repeatedly to psychics should stop that, because they should be living their own life and not having somebody else direct it. So I don't...
Forgive me if I beg the question. You're not attempting to blend Christianity with whatever it is that you do.
Well, okay, so I can talk about my personal beliefs, but, you know, do you incorporate your personal beliefs in the workplace? I'm allowed to do...
We're not really allowed to do that, to be honest.
Right. So,
I mean, there are rules. There are rules according to the workplace.
Right.
Politics, you don't do that.
Right. So when I go to work, and I have people come to me for readings, I don't discriminate based on their beliefs. They can have whatever belief they want, and I can have whatever belief I want. What I do is separate from my beliefs, but yes, they're a part of me. So. I'm kind of not sure if I'm addressing your question or your concern.
I think that it's...
I don't know exactly that I had a concern, except it just seems that for some psychics, they tend to use a faith-based system to propel what they believe in, if that's what you want to use.
Right.
As a way to garner customers.
Okay, I see where you're what you're saying.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, 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 I do. Yes, I do. So I actually can address that a little bit. Based on a lot of the psychic and mediums that I don't know personally but know of in like, say, the Columbus area, they come from all different walks of life. And so some of them are religious and some of them aren't, and some of them have beliefs and some of them don't. For me personally, I am Christian because that's how I was raised. The spiritualist movement is different. I don't go to a spiritualist church. I don't attend one. And I understand from your point of view, your concern. And I think what happened is the person that tuned into you was probably picking up somebody further along that had been deceased. And instead of saying, you know, this feels like a grandparent, or being more highly trained and saying, this is your great-great-grandpa, and I can provide validation to support that, you know, they just said it was your grandpa, and so that was wrong, you know, and you are right to be upset and angry about that. That was not a good experience. So I back you on that.
Well, that corners me to begging another question.
Sure.
I don't quite know how to put it, but I'm going to say it, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, you honestly believe that when a person dies, I mean, where are they hanging around? I mean, you obviously were raised probably not the same way I was, but you heard some of the same sermons. It's like there's only two places you go. I mean, ghosts don't hang around. I mean, they're either in heaven or they're in hell. That's the sermons I was ever taught. And I mean, there's no, well, Catholics might be different, but for us, there was only two places to go. You were either going to be judged and found worthy to go to heaven, or you were going to go to hell. So when you sit there and talk about how ancestors reach out to you, it's like I'm kind of wondering how that is, because I mean, a little part of the Bible I've ever read basically states that they don't do that. I mean, they're not hanging around waiting for you when you die. I mean,
right, and I understand what you're saying. So again, that goes back to your belief system. So
yep.
Most people with a belief system like that, I mean, they're just not going to go to a psychic or a medium because it doesn't support their belief system, because you understand that that's the way things are for you, and that's how you're going to take it. But there are other people that don't feel that same way or don't have that same belief system. So
that would be true if the person had been steeped in faith. But you know, when I was in my 20s, I actually explored various faith. Well, not Islam, of course. We didn't know too much about it at the time. But I mean, spiritualism, I did that for a little bit. I mean, I even, truth be told, although I didn't get into it, I thought it was crock. I even explored Satanism at one point, until I discovered that they call themselves Satanists, but they don't believe in Satan. I thought that was kind of hypocritical, so I left that. But
So let me kind of encapsulate, if you don't mind. How I view things is, when we have a belief system and a faith that we are entrenched in, and we're happy to be there, and it's very supportive, God brings things to us so that we can learn lessons to either reaffirm that belief or tear that belief down. And so if you're reaffirming your belief constantly throughout your life, even through exploring other things, I I think that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
I guess my main question, if I... do you actually believe that you're helping people?
I do. I mean, that's my intention, and that's the feedback I get. So when I go into a reading, before I go into a reading, that is what I ask for from my higher power, is to be able to give someone hope and healing. I also recommend that people not come back to me frequently, because I'm not about just collecting their money. I want them to go live their lives and be empowered. I also recommend medical doctors and mental health people if I think a client needs it. I don't pretend to know everything or be able to help everybody in every way. So I try to be ethical about what I do.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm asking that specifically because, I mean, I'm not going to say that I've met a whole lot of them. I mean, an entire church load, I suppose, I've met. But, I mean, the ones who say that they're psychic, it's like usually they're just reaching. They say they're psychic because they're reaching as if to, what am I looking for? They're missing something in their life, and they want to feel important. I've met them, too.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a possibility, yes.
I mean, they want to... Now, that is not to say that I haven't met that on the other side in churches, too.
Right.
In churches, they have prophets and prophetesses. As they call them. There's one church around here that tends to do that. And there are those that have this sudden feeling I don't know what, it's been so long since I've been there, that they felt that they were a prophet or a prophetess, and in that they regard the same thing as you do, that they have to be trained up to determine if they really have the fruit of the spirits, as they would say. Sometimes that's true, and sometimes that isn't, but that's determined by them, I suppose. But people get caught up in it, and they believe that suddenly they have the fruits of the spirit, and they can tell you everything about your life.
Right.
And I'm like, unfortunately, I've met them, too.
Right.
I think it's a very interesting conversation, and I think certainly we have non-believers, skeptics, people who do believe, and I think it's an interesting choice. I appreciate you calling in, because I
Me
think
too.
A conversation is always necessary, and that's why we're here, to be
right.
on the air and talk about everything. So thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And again, if the phone's ringing busy and you want to call in, 740-383-9944. And, you know, there are skeptics.
Oh,
certainly
yeah.
there are.
And there should be.
About everything.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's a healthy thing.
I think so. And I think it's a very interesting world, because I think there are a lot of religions, and... I think people go in with a little bit of skepticism.
So, you know, another point to bring up that just occurred to me from what the gentleman caller was saying. I had a client come to me once, and I did a reading, and afterwards she said, "Oh, I just like you so much, and I'm going to start coming to you once a week." And I said, "No." And she said, "But you're helping me, you're helping me." And I said, "I don't do that. I am not a psychotherapist. You know, I don't want my gifts to be utilized that way, because like I said, I want to empower people so that they make their own decisions and either reap the rewards or the consequences from those decisions, because that's life.
Yeah.
And people need to live it.
And everybody's life, you make those decisions
right.
of how you're going to be. Again, the telephone line, 740-383-9944. We have about 18 minutes left if you'd like to call in. Psychic Barbara Wagner is the guest. We do this every Wednesday, 12:10 to 1 p.m. So if you don't get in today, if you're doing something you can't pull yourself away from, call any Wednesday, 12:15 to 1 p.m., but the lines are open right now, 740-383-9944, with about 17 minutes left. So writing is my future, and I like that. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that I also see you bringing some humor into it. So that's going to be neat too, because people will get a chuckle out of things that they forgot, you know?
Well, you know what I've learned recently, after being in this, profession for, a while, is that I started as a child. That's, oh. Yes, young.
Oh, that's awesome.
Young. So what I've learned is that, I think... Because you always have critics.
Right.
You have critics. Anytime you're in the public domain, you get critics, and that's okay. But I always think about the critic. I never think about what they say about me, because if they say something about me, okay, whatever. But I always wonder, do they think that would negate what I have done? Because when I think about the writing, if I drop dead tomorrow, not that I want to, but if I did, I would be totally content with everything I did.
That's awesome.
I do. I feel I talked to the people I wanted to talk to.
Right.
I got very lucky in doing that. I liked what I did. So I always wonder, but you can't take something away that's already happened.
Right.
I mean, if tomorrow I dropped dead or walked away from this profession or was forced out of this profession, okay, I did what I wanted to do in it.
Right.
I know what I did, and I had fun all along the way. So
makes you wonder how many people can really say that in life. That's a really amazing thing to be able to have and feel and say and be okay with.
Well, I never thought I'd be in it. So to be able to talk to the people I've talked to and be able to take a heightened curiosity
right.
and probe these people, that's luck.
It is. That's awesome.
It's luck. And I hope everybody, that's why I always tell people, if you don't like what you're doing, don't make that decision based on money.
Right.
You know, because you're going to be doing it for a long time. So like it.
Right.
Because, you know, I just see people who can't wait for the next vacation. They can't wait for time off. They can't wait for retirement.
Right.
I can't even imagine wanting to... No, I can't. I can imagine wanting to retire, but it wouldn't be because I didn't like what I was doing. I just think you want to, at some point, give other people a chance. You've had your shot.
Right.
Get out.
Right.
And also, you're not in this profession. There is a point where you have to be honest and say, I'm no longer at the top of my game.
Right.
And, it's different for other people. Like, I think people who come in and comment and know history, they can go on forever.
Right.
But I think an interviewer, your mind does start to go at some point.
Right.
And you do, the drive slows down a little bit. And you, you gotta, you know, I did that already. You
right,
you have to
right.
take that philosophy at some point.
I mean, you look at people like maybe Dan Rather or somebody
yes.
like that who had a very storied career and then, you know, got out when he should have.
Well, yeah, and I think about Barbara Walters,
yeah,
who was probably the most prolific interviewer, and she's still alive, but you don't see her anywhere. She doesn't do anything. She was the most visible person. I mean, she did a daytime show. She did a nighttime show. She got all the interviews. And yet, now that she has retired, you don't see her anywhere.
Yeah, I personally liked it when she would interview people that weren't celebrities, that were more, you know, world figures or political figures or things like that, I appreciated that more.
You know, that's tough. I'll tell you, when you interview the politicians, it's an interesting thing, because when they're in office, it's fun, but it's trying to get to the point.
Right, I suppose, getting past their facade and, you know, what they're trying to promote on their end.
Yeah, and that's good because they have their job.
Right.
And that's what I always feel. You know, I'm going to ask probably a nasty question, but, you know, you got to understand that's my job.
And they expect that.
Yeah. You know what I've always wondered? I shouldn't say this on air, but I'm going to say it. here's what I've always wondered. Why more people don't say none of your business? Because I you know, you do this.
Right.
And I'm not a lie detector.
Right.
You're not under oath.
Right.
I can't force you to say anything.
Right.
Nobody says none of your business.
Right.
Nobody says that. I might say that.
Right,
and you know what I've always found, too? People who do this don't like to be interviewed.
Oh, that's interesting.
I hate it. A few times I've done it as favors to people, I hate it. Because, now see, I'm talking about myself right now, but I'm controlling it.
Right, exactly.
I don't want...
You don't want that unexpected question?
No, I wouldn't. I don't
things
know.
Things that aren't, again, anybody's business.
I would say none of your business.
Right.
I would say that's none of your business. Because it's a weird thing to sit there. And it happened about 4 months ago. Somebody for 3 years had wanted me to come on their show, had wanted. And I said, I don't want to do this. Not because of them. I just don't.
Right.
I just don't like it.
Right.
And I finally did it because their show was going off the air, and I came on and I didn't like it. Not them, but I just, not for me.
Yeah, occasionally I have clients that come in and, like, they'll want to bring a friend or a relative or something. And I always say to them ahead of time, do you have any secrets? Do they know everything about you?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to be brought up. And I don't want to say something that puts you on the spot or is too personal, or maybe they never knew about it. And so when that comes up, I always kind of cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh, okay, it's on you now. You said it's okay. So
once you agree.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, oh, yeah, I never told you that. Sorry. And the other person's like, ugh.
What does? It's a balancing act in a weird way. And I'm not sure how that ever happens, but it's interesting.
Right.
It's very interesting. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number if you'd like to call and talk to Psychic Barbara Wagner. Had an interesting conversation earlier on. But if you do want to ask a question about future, love life, contact with somebody who's no longer here, whatever you want, anything, 740-383-9944. And we do this every Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. About 9 minutes left for you to call in, 740-383-9944. I think we're through the part of weddings and graduations and proms and so on, graduation parties. So now we're on to the 4th of July next week. It's a week away. A week from today.
Yeah.
4th of July.
It's a good holiday.
Yeah.
It's a good holiday to have.
There'll be a lot of fireworks and barbecues and things that people do. But boy, I always worry about people blowing their hands off.
Oh, I know. Isn't that lots of prayers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to let the professionals do that.
Right. Yeah, there's some things that you just, I mean, and you never know what kids are going to get into if you've got something in your house and kids are around. So that kind of thing has always made me... I'm okay with sparklers.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be an interesting holiday this year. It's good for us to remember that we can be one united people. We really can. We really can do that if we put aside, you know, the major things that separate us and say, look, it doesn't, we all are standing on the soil, you know, and we're all Americans. So let's be nice to each other that day.
Well, I wish it's not very long. People think it's a long document, but I wish on the 4th of July, people would just read the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
and understand that's why we can speak out.
Right.
That's why there is a fervent press. That's why people can practice any religion they want to. That's why, based on your philosophy, people have the right to bear arms. That's why people have the right to a jury of their own peers. There are a lot of things in there that other countries don't have. Some countries are just off with your head.
Right, right. And some democracies don't stand either because they don't have that same philosophy. So we've seen some democracies come and go or try to be democracies and doesn't work.
No, and I'm not sure what the failure is. I don't know what is their big hanging point. It's hard to let people speak out.
Right.
I think that's a big one.
Well, and, you know, some countries already had an ingrained history and mindset, and so you're trying to break free of that and start something new. You know, that, how are you going to do that? Like we talked about North Korea time, you know, how are you going to deprogram people who have been brainwashed for years and generations, and that's just so ingrained.
Well, I worry about the prison camps in North Korea.
Yeah.
Because those are still going on.
Right.
I wish somebody could create a deal with them. Yeah, you want the nuclear weapons to stop, but there are hundreds of thousands of people, and maybe more than that. We don't know.
Right.
How many are in prison camps there being tortured?
Right, right. And, yeah, it's sad.
That has to stop because I don't know how we do business with somebody who does that.
Right, right. Well, you know, there's a lot of... I'm going to sound like Trump now, but there's a lot of bad things all over the world going on, and, you know, economically... You know, we try to deal with certain countries, you know, and form some kind of a partnership. And then you've got all this other stuff going on in the background. And so it's like, as humans on the planet, are we going to evolve? Or are we just going to keep, you know, running around in a circle doing the same things over and over, but they just look a little different each time?
I think we forget.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do. I think that's why we run around the track the same. I think
right.
we're more inclined to do that.
Right.
Because we forget how things were, and then we have to be woken up again.
Right.
It brought right to our attention. Then we change it again.
Right.
And then we're right back to where we started.
Right, right.
I don't know why that it's a really repeating factor in what we do.
Yeah, so I think people get stuck. Because they get stuck in a certain way of thinking and they're comfortable. So on a very micro level, if you think about domestic abuse and why would women put up with domestic abuse and why don't they leave? And it's because they've just been repeatedly traumatized and then they get stuck in this thinking of, doesn't matter where I go, he's going to find me, or how am I going to be able to change my life? I don't have any money. Where do I go? I'm in a very controlled environment. And so that's a really extreme example. But just even in our daily lives, we are stuck in our routines and our habits, and very rarely do they get shaken up. And so, you know, I would urge people to try drive to work a different day, a different way on another day. Like leave 10 minutes early and take another route. You might see something that just changes everything for you. Just the experience of new things and doing things a little differently, it's surprising what a difference that can make.
You know, I thought with the last 6.5 minutes we have, the suicides that have happened as of late that have brought things to our attention, national, and the fact that suicide has went up in every state except one, and it's only went down in Nevada by 1%. I don't know why that is. I don't know what's causing that. I think there is a complicity. People have to be unhappy.
Right. Well, you know, there's also, generally that doesn't happen overnight.
I wouldn't think so.
It does, but those cases are super rare where somebody says, my girlfriend left me, now I'm going to kill myself. You know, that's just so rare. Normally, it's a progression of depression, and, you know, these thoughts come in, and they start controlling you. You don't control the thoughts. And so just think about on a daily basis how many things you do, like, without thinking about it. Now, what if you had to think about it? And so if that was a negative aspect, it would just spiral down. And so you eventually feel like you're in this giant hole and you can't get out. And you convince yourself that nobody can help you because you are just so down. And I'm actually glad we're talking about this. So if anybody has deep, deep depression or thoughts that, take you down like I'm explaining, there is a suicide hotline you can call, even if you don't think you're suicidal. And that number is 800-273-8255. And I bring it up only because they don't like track you or send people to your house to, you know, incarcerate you or whatever. Because, you know, when you go to a psych ward, anybody that's been committed to a psych ward, it feels like prison, you know, and so you don't want that either. That's a fear, right? So people that commit suicide a lot of times will keep things hidden because they don't want to be involuntarily committed, or they don't want their kids taken from them. They don't want to lose their job. So you still have some rational thinking, but it's the emotion takes over the thinking and it drags you down.
See, that's a chicken and an egg question.
It
for
is.
Me.
It,
because
it
if you are thinking you're going to commit suicide or you want to, is that an insane thought? Now, to me, I would say yes, because why would you want to do that? So does that mean you have mental illness? But are there people who commit suicide who are totally rational? And if they are, how would you know? So that's it. I don't know.
Right. Well, it's defining, you know, what is rational. I mean, you feel like you're rational when you're in that moment because what you're thinking and feeling and thinking about doing makes sense to you because it's the next logical step. Nothing else has worked. Nothing else is helping. So this is the next step. Of course, there's mental illness. There's always something, even if it's just, and please, I'm not invalidating this by saying just, but even if it's only depression, usually there's other things like anxiety and, you know, things that go along with that. But a lot of this comes from being traumatized. So some obviously can be inherited, right? Mental illness can be inherited, and it can be triggered by things. And so now you're in this situation.
It's fascinating because I wonder if in that moment, because usually the things are not instantaneous.
Right.
But we had somebody from the Columbus Suicide Prevention Program
awesome.
Director on. And we did it 2 hours, which was fascinating. And I think she said, what I remember from it, is that the people who have attempted suicide and who didn't finish it all say the moment they did it, they regretted it.
Right.
And that is a scary thing because all the people who committed suicide, it went finished out. Did they have that moment?
But then you also have people that attempt it repeatedly, you know, and so they're either stopping themselves or somebody stopping them. But a lot of, if you talk to some of those people, they might say, I regret not finishing it because I'm still here suffering and I'm still not, my life isn't looking how I wanted it to look. You know, so I get what she's saying, though. I do understand that. And I'm sure there are people who, once they're healed, and that can take a long time, oh, I'm so glad I would have missed out on this, that, or the other. And ultimately, that's the truth. The truth is, when you cut your life short, you're missing out on what your life really should be and what can be brought to you.
Well, whatever prompted it, depression, loss of somebody, end of a relationship, something awful at school, whatever prompted it, loneliness, the second that you know death is on its way, those things are no longer in your future. The only
right.
thing in your future is death.
Right.
So you probably do have regret because all your problems were just solved, but solved in a way that you're never going to see the end of.
And so this is a great time to bring in people who have had near-death experiences or who have died, literally died and come back and have said, here's what I was shown, here's what happens, this is why I know there's an afterlife, right? And so even they've come back and said, I still want to live my life out here on Earth, but at least I know what's waiting for me now.
Yeah, people who see the other side don't necessarily want to die.
Right. They don't come back and say, oh, now I'm going to kill myself because it's so amazing and wonderful.
Right.
They don't do that. They stay here and they try to get the message out that there is life after death and there is something to look forward to.
I think the best result is to always stay here until you can't.
Right.
And we all are going to have a can't.
Right.
At some point.
Right.
So,
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
That's a great way to round it up.
Yeah. Psychic Barbara Wagner has been the guest. It's always a lot of fun. Every Wednesday, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in about 10 minutes with, I think we're going to do some trivia questions today. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Hearing aids don't make you look older, but constantly saying what does. Why hide troubled hearing? Wear hidden hearing aids from Beltone and show the world a youthful you. Look confident. Hearing aids are now so tiny,